Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
As you head out there this morning, we do have a lot of cloud cover in place and some fog in spots. We're going to go over, though, when we could see that sunshine return and mild temperatures coming up.
A man is set to appear in court in a few hours after he's accused of stabbing a woman and then trying to escape on a train. Coming up, what we know about this investigation.
And oh, that Powerball jackpot continues to grow after no one hit the jackpot numbers last night. Don't throw away the tickets just yet. We'll tell you how much someone here in North Carolina won during last night's drawing. That and the rest of the day in your news here on our Thursday, 4:30 in the morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. I think a lot of people were hoping to win that Powerball jackpot because, you know, Christmas time, they want to pay off the credit card debt. But someone did win big here, so
yes,
we'll have to find out how they won. All right, meteorologist Anthony Baglione with us this morning. Anthony, it is mild out there.
Very mild, yeah, guys. We're seeing even some low cloud cover right now, and it's just kind of that misty, little cloudy bit of a morning for us. We are going to start to see some progress, though, as we go through today, and we are not expecting any big problems if you're out traveling heading into this next holiday weekend. Good morning to all of you, though. Here's a live look right now, our North Hills camera. You can kind of see that cloud cover hanging right there. Some of us dealing with some visibility issues as well around the triangle, about 7 miles out in front of you, and really down there, 3/4 of a mile in South Hill, 5 in Roxborough. So just be careful as you're headed out. We do not have any dense fog advisories or anything like that. If that changes, I will let you know. 56 currently the wake-up call in Raleigh and Durham, 55 in Goldsboro. We're at 54 currently in Fayetteville, so feeling relatively mild for this time of year. Seeing temperatures this afternoon at right about 60, guys, at 2 to 3 o'clock or so. We're going to go over that travel forecast, though, and the holiday forecast into this weekend coming up in just a few minutes.
Thanks for that, Anthony. The man accused of stabbing a woman several times and then trying to escape on a train in Raleigh will appear in court today. Police arrested this man, James Hunt, and after looking for him for hours after that attack, they found him. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the courthouse right now. We're still working to learn the condition of the woman who was attacked, Kelsey, and why this happened.
Jeff, this is quite a story. So a man stabs a woman. Then that woman's niece is trying to find the person who she thinks did it. And that person is trying to escape on a train. That's what a Union Station employee says happened yesterday. And that suspect, James Hunt, is expected to appear in court later today. So police arrested Hunt at Union Station last night. They looked for him for almost 6 hours. Police responded to a stabbing on Millbrook Road around 1 o'clock yesterday. A woman was there suffering from serious injuries. And Union Station is just 8 miles away from there. That's when Shana Christopher comes in. She says she was directing traffic at Union Station when something out of the ordinary happened. A woman was pleading for help to stop a train.
She told me that her aunt had just been stabbed and that the man had came into the train station or was attempting to get on a train and get out of here.
And we're still working to confirm the victim's name and get an update on her condition. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And new this morning, Cary police say a man was shot at after he followed a suspected car thieves. It happened last night on Larned Loop. That's where police say individuals were seen going through multiple cars. A neighbor saw them and followed the group in his car to the intersection of Singh Lane and Cary Parkway. When the group realized they were being followed, they shot at the neighbor and drove off. Nobody was hurt and no arrests have been made. Police are investigating this morning.
Today is expected to be the busiest day on the roads as people head home from their holiday destinations. People are also traveling to get to those New Year's Eve destinations as well. Best time to hit the road will be before lunchtime or after 8 p.m. Worst time to travel will be in that 2 to 8 p.m. window today. So get out early if you can. And if you have plans to fly today, you want to check in to see if your flight is on time. Right now at RDU, just 2 delays, no cancellations. It's early yet. We'll keep tabs on it all throughout the morning, and it has been a busy week so far at the airport. Those delays are stacked up every day, so we'll watch that for you. After ice and blizzards hit the central part of the U.S. this week, we are expecting more travel trouble today in the east. That system is moving east after slamming the plains with a winter blast. Crews are still working to restore power in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. Some people there may not have power until this weekend. Colorado is getting hit with winter weather, making road travel dangerous there.
And we have road closures to tell you about here. Robeson County, actually, all lanes of I-95 North are closed near Lumberton at exit 17 along NC-72. That's because of a crash. The road is expected to stay closed all day. There is not an estimated time for the road to reopen. Motorists are advised to follow the direction of on-scene personnel and expect delays.
The head of AMC Theaters will be meeting with a well-known local civil rights leader because of a recorded situation at a Greenville movie theater Tuesday. Bishop William Barber says he brought his elderly mother to see the movie The Color Purple. Minutes later, police escorted him out because he brought in his own chair that he says was his ADA device. Barber has arthritis and uses two canes to walk. The taller chair he brought helps him sit with less pain. But an AMC employee told Barber only wheelchairs were approved for that area.
This is just about how we treat, how we say to disabled folk, there's no room in the inn if you don't come a certain way.
AMC sent WRL a statement addressing what happened with an apology. They said, quote, AMC welcomes guests with disabilities. We have a number of accommodations in place at our theaters at all times, and our theater teams work hard to accommodate guests who have needs that fall outside of the normal course of business.
Cape Fear Valley Health is updating its masking policy due to the rise in flu, RSV, and also COVID cases. Starting today, all patients and visitors in the emergency departments will be required to wear a mask. Visitors will not be allowed in the adult ER waiting room unless the patient is 65 or older.
VinFast electric cars have made their way from Vietnam to Cary. Right now, Leith VinFast has vehicles in its lot today, and they will go on sale. The dealership is the first in the state to sell VinFast vehicles and the first non-factory-owned dealership in the entire country. Right now, they have two models of the VF8, an Echo model, and a Plus model. The major VinFast manufacturing plant in Chatham County is expected to produce 150,000 vehicles each year when it's completed in 2025. This dealership will also offer any repairs, maintenance, or parts needed for VinFast vehicles.
During the season of giving, thousands of dollars worth of equipment and tools were stolen from several Raleigh businesses over the holiday weekend. Surveillance video shows a thief and a driver showed up multiple times to steal out of vans. Those vans belonging to Care Services, a home restoration business on Atlantic Avenue. The business owner says they were likely left unlocked. Employees at neighboring businesses say they've also had items stolen from the parking lot recently.
Why from a small business? Like, it's not like we're rolling in money here. Like, we're all just trying to, you know, provide for our families, and, you know, you're hitting the little guy.
And now he says that he is locking his trucks and ramping up security in hopes the new year will bring some better luck. Raleigh police say they're currently investigating the incident.
Powerball jackpot is climbing even higher. No one matched all the numbers, so that means Saturday night's drawing jackpot is now worth $760 million. Someone in North Carolina, though, did win $50,000. The winning numbers, 4, 11, 38, 51, 68. The Powerball is 5. The Powerplay multiplier, 3. Good luck to you. Her high-profile crime story was featured in the HBO documentary Mommy Dead and Dearest and the Hulu series The Act.
Yeah, we're talking about Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who pled guilty to second-degree murder for her part in the death of her mother. After 10 years in prison, Blanchard's life will take a new turn today.
Also ahead, two fishermen in Indiana make a life-saving discovery, rescuing a man who was trapped in his pickup truck for days.
And we have some morning clouds and fog giving way to something else this afternoon. Anthony Baglione has your forecast after the break.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
All right, time now right now is 4:42 here on this Thursday morning. Good morning to all of you. Let's talk about where we sit here currently on satellite and radar. Of course, we have lots going on over the next couple of days, and as you're planning, we have this center of low pressure that's kind of pushing offshore, bringing a lot of rainfall there to New York City. We are going to be nice and dry here in our part of the country. You notice there's also a low that's back to the west. That could cause some travel issues if you're flying back to the Midwest and places like that. We'll time it out here for you, show you the next couple of days on FeatureCast. Midwest. We are locked kind of in between systems, if you will. So there could be some snowflakes for the mountains. We are looking quiet, though. There's Saturday morning. We head into later on Saturday into New Year's Eve itself. Again, thankfully, most of those systems stay out of our area. We're looking good.
Gypsy Blanchard, the Missouri woman who conspired to kill her abusive mother after being forced for years to pretend she was disabled, will be released from prison today. You may remember her story from the documentary on HBO, Mommy Dead and Dearest, or the Hulu show, The Act. 32-year-old has been serving a 10-year sentence in a Missouri prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder in the 2015 death of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard. Dee Dee forced her daughter to undergo at least 30 unnecessary medical procedures as part of a fraud scheme. Gypsy's boyfriend, Nicholas Gojon, was also convicted of stabbing Dee Dee to death. Gypsy Blanchard testified at his trial that she talked to him and talked him into murdering her mom because she thought that was the only way out.
We'll take a look at this. A driver had to be rescued in Florida from an 18-wheeler dangling over an overpass. This happened in Palm Beach County on Saturday. Reports say the driver lost control of the truck before crashing. Firefighters used a truck ladder to reach the cab with the driver still inside. Once they got to the man, they were able to get him out. The driver was taken to a hospital with no serious injuries.
If you're a parent in North Carolina, you're likely experiencing the fear of trying to get your child into a quality, affordable daycare. There are long waiting lists in many counties across our state. A new child care facility in Rocky Mount is working to combat this. Kids Academy and Child Care Center is looking for infants to children age 12 to fill 35 spots. Now, the owner tells WREL he's coming out of retirement to fulfill this lifelong dream.
I know people when they go to work, they think about their children, the safety of their children. And I wanted the place so when people go to work, they know their children will be safe. At Kids Academy, they would be safe.
He also tells us the biggest challenge he's facing is a shortage of teachers to staff the center. If you're interested in applying for a position or enrolling a student, we have information on WREL.com on how to do that.
We are learning more this morning about an incredible story of survival from Indiana. We first told you yesterday about the man trapped in his pickup truck who was finally rescued after 6 days. This morning, we are hearing from one of the fishermen who came across the truck by chance. The two men were scouting for fishing holes along a creek when they spotted something under the overpass. They say they walked up and found 27-year-old Matthew Reum pinned inside the pickup truck. Police say the truck narrowly missed the guardrail, went airborne, and likely rolled around for a bit, ending up on the side of the creek.
So I woke him up and he turned around. He looked right at me with his eyes wide open, like the biggest relief you've ever seen on a person, like saying, are you real? You know, and yet, yeah, we're right here.
My goodness. Police say Reum drank rainwater to survive. Right now he is in the hospital. He's in critical condition.
Amazing story of survival there. UNC and Duke's Mayo Bowl don't go well together. It's the second time Carolina has played in that bowl since 2021, and the result this time wasn't much better. In the end, West Virginia defeated the Tar Heels 30-10. Score may have been a bit overshadowed by the game's iconic tradition. Mountaineers head coach Neil Brown got the victory mayo bath. Yeah, mayonnaise. WRL's Pat Welter and Chris Lee couldn't leave Charlotte without a little mayo bath themselves.
And you know what, Chris? I just can't leave Charlotte without at least tasting a Mayo Bowl victory.
Well, you can have the bath yourself, Pat. I mean, I think this works out. It's good for your hair. It exfoliates your skin. Like, it looks good.
Oh, my God.
How does that taste?
Twangy.
Okay, I love Duke's mayo, but not on my head.
On
can you
your
imagine
head?
How
he
much shampoo
just did
and conditioner?
That. Oh. I can't believe he did that.
Oh my goodness.
That was awesome. Pat's a good sport.
He is.
Took it like a champ.
All right, meteorologist Anthony Baglione standing by with a look over Zebulon this morning. It is mild out there. We're also dealing with a little bit of fog, Anthony.
Yeah, very mild. Thankfully, though, as far as any big storm systems working their way through our area, we're looking good at the moment. Good morning to all of you, though. Let's get us outside this morning where overall it's very peaceful. You can see not much blown around or anything here on our Zebulon camera. Couple of the Christmas lights still in the trees. A really nice shot just to give you an idea here for a calm picture out there. Our visibilities, though, yes, are taking a bit of a hit. We're down at 7 miles kind of out in front of you in Raleigh-Durham, 3 in Roxborough, about 3/4 of a mile in South Hill, looking good around 10 for the southern parts of our viewing area. That mainly is just due to potential low clouds, some fog, kind of a combination. It's a little bit misty, if you will, as you head outside. That will stick with us probably the next couple of hours, and then we'll have that burn off later on this morning. 56 is where we sit currently in Raleigh, 54, Fayetteville, 51, Southern Pines. We have those cool temperatures out there, but overall, this is not too bad for this time of year. Heading for highs right around 60 this afternoon, above normal, should feel comfortable. We should get some more sunshine, but it may take us after lunchtime before that actually works its way in. We'll call it partly to mostly cloudy overall. We take a wide view here on satellite and radar, kind of show you exactly what's going on. Big time potential travel issues as you head even toward New York City, back towards St. Louis, Chicago. They're seeing definitely that system that's kind of bringing some rain, even some snow. We are seeing this one push out in our direction. The cloud cover's kind of sticking with us. That should continue to move out, though, into this afternoon. We play Futurecast ahead. This system is just going to sit there for the next couple of days. It will bring continued shots of some snow to the mountains, even up in toward Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia. They are looking at some wintry weather. We are going to be on the warm side, though, and just seeing off and on clouds through the next couple of days, some sunshine, definitely, and some pretty comfortable temperatures. We see 7 o'clock there on our New Year's Eve night, looking good as we head into the midnight ball drop and even into New Year's Day. Maybe a light shower back toward the mountains, but I think overall we are looking great. We're at 55 for our Sunday New Year's Eve, 56 New Year's Day itself. More cloud cover though on New Year's Day, but other than the clouds, it will not come with any big impacts for us, and it should be a pretty good holiday on the whole. We're at 60 degrees today, 55 on Friday, 50, wants to jump up there on Saturday, 55 on Sunday for our New Year's Eve. And then guys, we drop temperatures to right around 51 on Tuesday. Looking very good though. I'm liking this forecast for the holiday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Anthony. Well, the era of miles-based rewards is over for some major airlines.
Coming up, we'll tell you what's replacing those popular programs.
And fast food fans, rejoice, where you can buy a burger for just a penny this weekend. Festivities at the Pop-Tart Bowl in Orlando will continue today. And these are just some of the pictures from the pep rally last night, where you can see right in the middle, WREL's Aaron Thomas. He emceed the whole thing.
WREL's Casey Hintz is also there. Found some good eats and some creations you won't find anywhere else.
NC State going for just its second ever 10-win season. A feat so sweet, they can almost taste it, and they'll actually be able to if they can get the victory tomorrow, as there's that rumored edible mascot they'll be able to take a bite out of. But that's not the only Pop-Tart treats here this week. The organizers going all out, even creating a Pop-Tart menu just for the fans. And earlier today, I got a sneak peek.
Brought out some of those childhood memories with the Pop-Tart and the Cheez-It Bowl and brought them to life in some of the food this year. 5-year-old and my 2-year-old mixed with just the love of food, honestly, is truly the reason for all of these that come up. The strawberry ice cream sundae, I keep talking about it to a couple different people around here. To have a Pop-Tart shake where you can almost take the ice cream, take the strawberry sauce and the Pop-Tarts as they kind of start to melt in there and mix it up, it's like really delicious. If I had a spoon, I'd probably have about a dozen of them.
So many incredible treats we were able to try here today. I don't know, my favorite was the cinnamon brown sugar cheesecake. And now that I'm looking at it, yeah, I think it's time for me to go get seconds or thirds or fourths of fish.
I don't blame her. That looks good.
If you mix the Pop-Tarts bowl with the Duke Mayo bowl.
No.
There's an issue.
Yeah, there's an issue there. Yeah.
Pop-Tarts look tasty. I don't know.
The Pop-Tarts look good. And Duke's Mayo is good, but separate.
Yeah, not together.
Not together. All right. Casey Hintz will have coverage throughout the day today as State takes on Kansas State in Florida.
Rewards programs based on miles are coming to an end for several airlines. Starting next year, some U.S.-based airlines will start rewarding customers for how much they spend instead of how many miles they fly. Delta Airlines is one of the last major airlines to move to dollar-based programs. Smaller companies such as Alaska, Frontier, and Hawaiian Airlines will still offer rewards for miles flown. Travel experts say airlines have decided dollar-based rewards are a better indicator of loyalty.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto is officially a member of the LA Dodgers. He was introduced as a member during a ceremony last night. He signed a 12-year $325 million deal with the ball club. That is reportedly the largest and longest contract to ever be guaranteed to a major league pitcher. Yamamoto has been Japan's most dominant pitcher over the last few years, which made him a hot commodity when he announced his plans to transition to the MLB.
Big dollars, big players. Yeah. Bring some pennies to Wendy's to celebrate National Bacon Day. Fast food chain is offering junior bacon cheeseburgers for just a penny starting this Saturday until January 2nd. Customers can only use the deal once per order, and it can't be used with other offers or meals. To get the deal, you have to order another item through the Wendy's app.
Next week, several North Carolina state parks will offer guided first day hikes to ring in the new year. It's part of a nationwide tradition to get people outside and walking. State parks across North Carolina will host more than 50 staff-led hikes. That includes Eno River, Falls Lake, Jordan Lake, and Kerr Lake, and Umstead State Parks in our area. Visitors can choose from easy and short strolls to long excursions. And to find participating state parks, you can go to nc.gov.
We have a live look for you this morning. I-40, as AAA is predicting, this will be the busiest day for drivers post-holiday. WRL's Brett Neese will join us at 5 for an update on any backups we're seeing this morning.
And after months of setbacks, VinFast electric cars will go on sale today. We'll tell you which store will have the first chance to sell one of these vehicles.